Zimbabwe, socialist officials accused of stealing Mugabe genocide memorial plaques. By Gabrielle Reyes on June 21, 2021. A non-profit organization supporting victims of Zimbabwe's 1983-1987 genocide accused unnamed members of Zimbabwe's socialist government of stealing Gukurahundi genocide memorial plaques in Zimbabwe's Matabeleland and South and Midlands provinces last week. The online newspaper New Zimbabwe reported Monday. Gukurahundi plaques erected by the Bulawayo-based pressure group Yvette Shalika Zulu, in memory of villagers killed during the massacres by a government-backed army in the early 1980s, have been stolen by unidentified people ahead of memorial services of the victims in the two provinces, SIC, New Zimbabwe reported June 21. The Silobela plaque, was stolen last week after it was erected ahead of a memorial service for 12 villagers killed in 1985 in Silobela, according to the newspaper. "We hold the state solely responsible for the theft. We condemn in the strongest terms the theft of the memorial plaques. This is because people who were involved in the massacres are still in government and are trying to erase the memories," the director of Yvette Shalika Zulu, Umbuso Fuzweyo, told New Zimbabwe this week. Yvette Shalika Zulu defines itself as a not-for-profit organization based in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe, in pursuit of justice for the victims of post-independence genocide and other related human rights abuses, SIC. "If you are to erect a plaque and if they don't remove it, it will be a permanent thing. It's memory transfer from one generation to another who did not witness it," Fuzweyo said. "Those who have never heard the stories, if they are to see the plaques and they start reading about the plaques, they start to know what happened," he continued. "It's clear those who are removing the plaques want to rewrite the history, who don't want to acknowledge that genocide happened. And as an organization, we are not going backwards, SIC. We are going to continue erecting plaques," Fuzweyo told New Zimbabwe. Under the direction of late Zimbabwean dictator Robert Mugabe, the Zimbabwe National Army killed roughly 20,000 civilians, mainly Ndebele-speaking Zimbabweans, in a genocidal campaign known as Gukurahundi that targeted alleged supporters of anti-government rebels. Loosely translated from the Shona language, Gukurahundi refers to the early rain which washes away the chaff before the spring rains in Zimbabwe, but literally it was a series of massacres of Ndebele-speaking Zimbabweans carried out by the Zimbabwe National Army in the early 1980s to late 1987, according to Turkey's state-run Anadolu agency. Mugabe ordered the genocide in part because of a power struggle between Zimbabwe's two main political parties at the time, the Zimbabwe African People's Union, ZAPU, and the Zimbabwe African National Union, ZANU. After the Gukurahundi genocide ended in 1987, Mugabe merged ZAPU and ZANU to form the Zimbabwe African National Union Patriotic Front, ZANU-PF. ZANU-PF has ruled Zimbabwe ever since. Mugabe was ousted from the Zimbabwean presidency in 2017 through a military coup. The ZANU-PF replaced Mugabe with his longtime party ally and former Zimbabwean vice president, Emmerson Mnangagwa. Mnangagwa served as Zimbabwe's Minister of State Security during the 1983-1987 genocide. He currently rules over Zimbabwe as president under the ZANU-PF.